We got a great guest on. Her name's Annie Black. She was just recently elected assemblywoman in Nevada State Assembly District 19, a primary election councilwoman on the Mesquite City Council as well. She's done a great job. I loved her campaign materials. She writes some great stuff. Annie Black, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Hey, Wayne, how are you?
Congratulations. I was so happy to see you won. So happy. I was rooting for you.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. I can't wait to get up there and get to work.
Yeah, you've been doing a really good job. I must say, I think I write the best stuff anywhere in this country for conservatives. But I got to tell you, you're a close second. I don't know if it's because you write it or Chuck Muth, my buddy, writes it, who's a brilliant guy, or the two of you together. But you put out some of the best campaign material I've ever seen. Your campaign promotions should be a model for every Republican in America running for every single office. You did a fabulous job. Kudos to you.
Wow, thank you. That means a lot coming from you. I do lean on Chuck a lot. We're a great team, and I'm really excited to be working with him. So he's a great person to work with, and he's brilliant, if you ask me, but I might be partial.
He is. No, he is. Look, I've got a big ego, but there's nothing wrong with that. I don't know anyone who's successful who doesn't have a big ego and really confidence in themselves. And Muhammad Ali once said, you know, it ain't bragging if you could back it up. And I'm very good at what I do on radio, on TV, and in writing. And Chuck Muth is one of the best I've ever seen in my entire life. I really compliment anybody else. Chuck is, in my opinion, one of the five best political writers I've ever seen for a conservative movement in this country. He's great. And so good job by you to get him on your team. Good stuff. All right, look, let's get to the more important issues. The Democrats snuck through, I mean, in the middle of the night, the most ridiculous subterfuge I've ever seen. They changed the law to force an all mail-in general election. They're stealing Nevada.
Yeah, they're scoundrels. That's how they like to do it, don't they? In the middle of the night, under the cloud of darkness. So it doesn't surprise me. I mean, it's disappointing, but it doesn't surprise me. We all sort of saw that coming, didn't we?
Well, I saw it coming, but first of all, it's outright theft, and we got to take it to court. And I'm assuming and hoping and praying that Trump or the National Republican Party or the local state Nevada Republican Party, one or all of them, has got to take this to court and fight it in court. However, I'm probably the most honest guy in Nevada because I've said I never expected us to win Nevada. So, I mean, they're stealing the state, but I wasn't very excited we're going to win in the first place because I'm the only guy I think understands Trump lost in 16, I think, because they cheated us. You know, CNN showed he was up by 7 with a week to go in Nevada, and then he winds up losing Nevada. And my opinion is they cheated then. All the illegals vote, and they have all kinds of voter fraud and shenanigans, the Harry Reid machine, and I believe they cheated us. But then once they elected all Democrats at 16, then came the real shenanigans. Then they voted in instant day of election registration, and they voted in automatic registration for anybody who goes to DMV. You get a driver's license. You don't even have to opt out this time. Automatically, you get a registered to vote. So in my opinion, this is pure fraud, and they were going to make sure we never won the state anyway. So probably all they did was guarantee now that their fraud worked, and now it's triple fraud.
For sure. And I look back when I, during our recent election in the primary when I ran against Chris, and I was thinking during that time, man, I'm sure glad that we're not in a race against a Democrat with a mail-in vote because absolutely you would be, I don't know how you would not be concerned that you're getting cheated, right? So
right.
I can relate to how these guys are probably feeling right now knowing that we're going into that situation.
And mail-in ballots, but correct me if I'm wrong. I didn't read too much into it because I'm so disgusted by the whole thing. I don't even care anymore. We're going to win America. Trump's going to win an electoral landslide. Nevada's become California. And unfortunately, sadly, tragically, it's getting worse every day. And I'm making my plans. I guarantee you in 5 years, I won't be in Las Vegas anymore. That's how bad I believe it is. I think we're done. I think America's still okay as long as Trump's reelected. I think Nevada is lost because Democrats are cheaters and Sisolak is a slime ball. And they've killed the economy and they've destroyed casinos and jobs are gone forever. And I'm just not very high on this place. I'm just shocked that we let this happen. And I think it's terrible. But in addition to mail-in ballots, correct me if I'm wrong, Annie Black, didn't they also vote in ballot harvesting to make us the second state in the nation? Democrats cheated in California massively with ballot harvesting, and we're going to have that too?
They sure did. So I guess the good news in all of this is we are going to get more in-person voting locations, so we'll have 100 in-person voting locations versus I think we had 3 in Clark County in the primary. So that's, I guess, the silver lining. The bad news is, yes, we are going to have ballots mailed to every single voter, which is going to cost us a tremendous amount of money, which, as we all know, we're not sitting in the greatest position financially right now. So it's a ridiculous, exorbitant amount of money that we don't need to be spending right now. And ballot harvesting. I mean, I guess the silver lining there is that we are also going to be able to do our own ballot harvesting. So I just hope that we're smart enough to get on board and do that, because they're certainly not going to not do it. So we better step up and start doing it ourselves.
Well, we better, but it's not the same thing. It's not. Republicans don't cheat. Democrats cheat. So we'll go ahead and we'll collect 100,000 ballots from 100,000 people that were going to vote anyway. They will manufacture 500,000 and pay by the hour of lawyers sitting in warehouses signing them all, you know, with a blank underneath, because they collected them with nothing, no signature. They'll just sign it and the lawyers will okay it. And the next thing you know, they'll outdo us 5-1. Andy, that's the way it works. You know that, right?
I know, but I just think that we can't just look at this like, oh, we're beat, and so let's not try. I mean, we have to fight back. I think that we're way outgunned. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Because you're right.
Well, the way to fight back is to sue. Listen, I told Trump how to fight back, and I don't know why you won't listen, except, you know, obviously you can't do what I'm saying to do. I said that he should use executive action to declare national voter ID in federal elections. Right? I'm acknowledging he has no right to do that in state elections, in local elections, in county elections, in city elections. But in federal election years with Congress and presidency at stake, he has every right to declare national voter ID. And that would put a crimp in all the Democrats' attempts to steal the election. That would just destroy them. Their armor would be destroyed. You know, crimp in the armor, as they say, because voter ID says you can't vote if you're an illegal alien. It says you can't vote if you're not a resident. It says you can't vote if you've already voted and they've already marked you off. We need a picture and a thumbprint that proves it's you.
Absolutely. I agree.
And I know you do, because you're great. And I wish we had 100 of you to run for office, because you're also a good candidate and you got a nice personality. And we far too often, Republicans, Annie, this is my criticism, we run candidates who have no personality. You can't win if you have no personality. So I appreciate everything you're doing. We need an army of you. We have to figure out a way. Chuck Muth and Wayne Root have to get together and recruit a bunch of Annie Blacks. That's what we need. We got to get more of you, Annie.
Thank you. Well, you know what, though? I mean, I don't want to bag on everyone here, but I don't know that we can lay it squarely on the shoulders of the candidates. We also have some interesting consultants out there that are not doing right by the candidates that they're running, and people don't understand this is a marketing game, not throw your candidate out there and knock as many doors as you can. And we just do not market our candidates. We don't even market our cause right. But it's hard when your own conservative candidates they get to the legislature and they don't stand behind our Republican tenets, right? They raise taxes.
Right.
They vote for budget increases. I mean, it's hard to push the movement when you have people betraying the movement that aren't inspiring other people to believe in it.
Well, I'm on record, and I want to get your reaction to this. I believe the reason today that we don't control Nevada Republicans, of course, it's voter fraud and illegals voting and that too. But the main reason is that we had a governor named Sisolak. I don't mean Sisolak. Sandoval. We had a Republican governor who ran and won in a landslide by promising to never raise taxes. And a year later, within the next year of being elected with that lie, he gave the greatest tax increase in the history of Nevada, and nobody has ever trusted Republicans again. He killed all the enthusiasm. That's the problem, is turncoat Republicans more than how deceitful and fraudulent Democrats are.
And insult to injury, our Republicans that remained in office continued to vote for billion-dollar budget increases every year.
Correct.
For 3 sessions, which, as you said, I mean, how do we motivate people? How do we get people excited about our own candidates when we can't even see that they're being accountable to what we say we believe in? I don't know how you get people excited about that.
And don't forget, nobody in America but me, I think, has ever pointed this out, Annie, and you should now start talking about it. Sandoval passed the law that said illegals get driver's licenses. From the moment that was passed, we've never won a decent, single, important office in the state of Nevada. I believe, if my math is right, from that moment on, we controlled every major office and both legislatures. And from that moment on, we lost everything except the Secretary of State. She's the only one who won by the skin of her teeth. We lost everything else. So there must be a correlation there. You give illegals driver's license and Republicans never win again because illegals can vote with those driver's licenses. Correct?
Correct. And then, like you said, we went on to vote for motor voter, right? Which it seems like everyone was distracted by that whole energy proposition question. And nobody was paying attention to the fact that we were now going to allow everyone to automatically be registered to vote, whether they were legal, illegal, going to vote, not going to vote. And it was like a total distraction tactic, if you ask me. But that was catastrophic. In my opinion.
Annie, we're on the run. I appreciate everything. I appreciate you being Assemblywoman-elect. I think we got to build the party from the ground up based on female dynamic candidates like Annie Black. She is the example of how to rebuild Nevada into a red state again. Annie Black, thank you. God bless.
Thanks, Wayne.